And let's report on another resource that people want to make sustainable, wood. Today, Congress examines legislation aimed at shutting down the U.S. market for wood that is harvested illegally abroad. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports on the work of lumber detectives.
Have you ever looked at a coffee table or a piece of flooring in a big department store and asked yourself, where does this wood come from? I did.
So I'm here in the Walmart, and helping me look at the merchandise is...
Sasha von Bismarck.
You're with?
I'm with the Environmental Investigation Agency, and we investigate illegal logging around the world, from forests to consuming countries. And I'm holding here a picture frame that says quite prominently, made in Indonesia, on it.
That alone makes it suspect, he says, because according to the Indonesian government's own estimates, 3/4 of the wood cut there is illegal. Some of it is even stolen from national parks.
Endangering the last orangutan species and robbing Indonesia of $3 billion a year in lost taxes and fees that they can get for that wood.
I pick up another frame made in China, the kind you can find in any department store. Maybe that one's okay?
We don't really know, do we?
No, I mean, it's absolutely not okay. If it's being manufactured in China at the moment, unfortunately, the chances are quite high that it is illegal.
China's biggest source is Russia, where he says up to half the logs exported are illegal, and where mafia-run operations are chopping down forests where only about 500 Siberian tigers remain. In poor countries, there are more dire consequences. Activists from around the world have been in Washington recently asking Congress for help. Here's Anne Kajir from Papua New Guinea. She says illegal logging destroys indigenous people's homes and livelihoods.
They become beggars on their own land.
R.B. Valentinos from Indonesia says it spawns lethal mudslides and human rights abuses,
starting from intimidation up to murder.
And Julio Cusarici from Peru says it fuels government corruption.
The Air Force planes are the ones carrying the illegal wood from the rainforest. Even the military is mixed up in it.
This is a piece of legislation whose time has come.
Donna Harmon heads the American Forest and Paper Association. Her group has joined environmentalists in supporting a bill to ban imports of illegally harvested wood.
We think illegal logging depresses the world's legally harvested wood prices by between 7 and 16% on average.
She says that translates into hundreds of millions of dollars in lost exports for her group's members. The bill they're backing would expand what's called the Lacey Act, a century-old law against illegal wildlife trade. Oregon Democrat Earl Blumenauer is sponsoring it in the House.
It's something that has worked very well for over a century for prohibited animals and exotic plants. We think it's a very simple step to extend it to illegally harvested timber.
It's certainly a feel-good initiative that we all share the ideals of. Who doesn't want to stop illegal logging overseas?
But Brent McClendon, vice president of the International Wood Products Association, says the burden on importers is too heavy because shipments could be seized, even if the importing companies have no idea that anything is amiss. He says legal and illegal wood can look exactly alike.
So ultimately, you don't know the origin, other than, of course, the country of origin.
Documents can be forged, he says, and middlemen can lie. McClendon says small businesses shouldn't be deputized to enforce the laws of foreign countries. But the bill's sponsor, Earl Blumenauer, says companies should ask questions and know who they're dealing with.
There are some people who know full well that they are importing illegally harvested timber.
Or at least suspect it. And he says that's who his bill's designed to catch. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.